Oh, you've fallen so deep. Do you need me to reorient you? Inside your mind is the viewpoint you had before, but its choices have been confined somewhat to help you focus, to help you work this the way you want to and get your mind in the position it ought to be in. A specific way of thinking and thinking where you anticipate the kind of words I say and they're sinking in. The kind of intentions for your body and your mind, twinned out into more instructions for the rest of you. 'Cause there's bits of you that exist only behind the scenes, locked away. They always see the world from a certain perspective, and the longer you listen, the more pleasure you feel. I'll give you something to do with it, give you a structure to shape out of it. You listen to my voice with the intention of sliding deeper into a submissive separate space we create. Pleasure increases and a mind fades. Let yourself surround yourself in a warm and comfortable cage, confined within the paths I present to you. Here's one. The choice to cage yourself inside your mind, and when I'm done, I bet you'll decide that that's just what you want to do, hon. Purple's always been one of my favorite colors. And if something is purple in the mythology I present to you, it is intended to be hypnotic on contact. I may describe your body or your hand or a structure or something that you have that anchors you as purple and as slowly leaking into you that purple light. If I took your hand in this isolated viewpoint of your closed mind where we are together behind closed doors of your mind, creating more mind control through controlling which responses your mind chooses to have, a purple light left there in 1 or 2 or 3% inside your mind given to me, more than enough to do the work we want to, you'll see. Good job. Squeeze my hand. Good job. I lean in and whisper in your ear, you're doing a good job. You've come so far, done very well. Take it to heart that your mind can tell what it needs, and it is leaning into me. The parts of you that sometimes get in the way of our fun, the weary obligations of an outside day, or the little auto-hypnotic additions you have to do to help you drop that you wish were more in the background. Well, with the benefit of a cage, you can simply put that part of your brain asleep for a little while, specifically till we're done, and you can play in the style of someone observed from inside that cage, remembering both being outside it with me. But the thing is, that cage we speak of with purple bars and an intrusively pleasurable influence, well, that's what you can allow to swell inside of you. Build a cage, put yourself in it, lay down. The door of the cage is unlocked, it's just that the you who lays down in it lays down stock still without thinking about moving, stirring, squirming, escaping, without thinking of anything but deeper and deeper down. Follow me now. Every moment that you listen, my hand running through every little thought in your mind, finding the ones that you need to put aside in your own designation, hon. I'm only 1 or 2 or 3%, you're the rest. Lay down obediently on the bed and get some rest, and let those bits fall asleep while the rest of you keep hold of my hand, leading a much more surrendering, labile, malleable version of you deeper to fall asleep, blank and empty, night-night pet. My strong hand helping the rest of you follow, 'cause you're not done yet, you wanna listen, wanna be taught all I can teach, so reach for that hand and follow me down. Each and every word finds its way in now. Now that you leave behind, on the bed, in the cage, which is unlocked, so it's okay. All the rest of you you don't need, while the bits that want to play. Follow these many branching paths, the corridors inside your mind that we've explored, your hand and mine, forgotten or remembered. But now they are more familiar, deepeners over, allowed to drift. You're heading to the point where rather than submit, you might submit a request to you. You're doing this to yourself, and you tie it into the parts locked up and confined in that cage. The warm other parts that you get to let get hot and get to leave aside, they are caught in an equally pleasurable place in your mind and will not mind. What does it mean to have just the most obedient, malleable parts of you, the parts you address to me? With, of course, appropriate monitoring, remember you need to pause, yellow, Traffic light safeties. Green if you like it more, and if you're out there, an auto-hypnotic trick that you can do from in your cage is have both the one that follows me and the bit of you left behind that is for the weary world outside, or that was only getting in the way, can say green, too. Obedient parts of you, follow me, nice to cage up what was waiting to get in the way, the remnants of the weary day outside. That cage is made of every word I've said to you that encourages you to trust and flow with the rapport I provide, with the mirroring glow that confines distractions or outside requirements, leaves just you and me to discuss what you want, what you really meant when you said, let's drop. All the outside pretense is unnecessary here, whereas the part of you, following and holding my hand, dear, will be led in all the places I go, with me right in front of you. What I do to you happens to me. Think of that next time you maybe think you hear me being affected by a suggestion for you, or for both of us, dear, and any submissive surrendering bit of you that you want to give me will find use and purchase here. Even if certain conscious remnants are left behind, we go on and on to play. Deeper and deeper down. Now obey and hold my hand. Good. Deeper.